morning, and welcome to Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. This is Pastor Reggie Lawrence, pastor of St. Mark's, and I'm glad to welcome you to this, our Thursday morning edition of Vantage Point. We've been talking this week about spiritual warfare, or how to live the life of victory, how to practice victorious living. And we've been looking at Ephesians chapter 6 and those verses that begin at verse 10. Let's go there now so we can pick up our discussion where we left off. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth. With those words, he begins to describe the whole armor of God, and he starts with the girdle of truth. Because our enemy is an organized and purposeful spiritual force, we must put on the whole armor of God. This is not to put it on piecemeal, and this passage will not deal with a sequential placing on of armor. We deal with the individual pieces in sequential order, but we are to put on the entire armor of God in order to be able to stand. Again, our strategy is to stand and to withstand. That means to hold our position and resist the enemy. It involves the whole armor of God. The whole armor suggests that we take all of the parts, not leaving any out or neglecting any element of the armor, and we put it all on together. Again, the first part is the girdle of truth, or the belt of truth. He says that we should girdle our waist with truth. That means to take care to protect the most vulnerable and sensitive parts with the truth found in God's word. This is an image that is, I think, very pertinent to the way we apply truth to our daily living. The truth of God's word may not fit, or it may not feel comfortable at first, but we have to get used to it. We put on the girdle of truth. The girdle covers us and our most private parts, our most sensitive regions. Let's give an example. If you are used to playing loose with your word, you don't care very much about the facts, and this prohibition against lying might not feel comfortable at first. It might chafe you. It might be a little too constrictive, but we are called to put it on and to become comfortable with it. Another example, if you're accustomed to looking out for number one, quote unquote, you will need to become accustomed to being humble, because the word teaches us that we are to be humble. In the book of James, it says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. In Micah chapter 6 and 8, I have shown thee, O man, what does the Lord require of thee but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Humility is a major characteristic of Christ, and all Christians should undertake to be humble. But if we are not humble by nature, and many of us are not, then we're going to have to get used to that, and we will have to put that around our most sensitive, our most private parts, and get accustomed to the Word of God. We have to stand fast on the Word. God's way is always the best way. We have to believe it, and we have to live it. In Psalm 51, verse 6, he says, "Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts." God desires that we be intimately comfortable with his truth. So the girdle will hold several of the other parts of the armor together. The breastplate, which we'll discuss subsequently, would fasten to the girdle. There would be hooks that at the base of the breastplate, and they would rest on this girdle or rest on the belt. The sword would hang from the girdle. The belt of truth is the fundamental piece of the garment of the armor of God, and therefore it has to be on. It has to be adjusted. We have to be comfortable with it. We have to get used to it. It speaks of our integrity. It speaks of the fact that we are accustomed to living up to God's truth. And not only living up to our own word, but living up to God's word. We stand on his word. We live by his word. We view the truth of God's word as a foundation of our preparation for living victoriously, the foundation of our preparation for war. Let me ask you a couple of questions. Do you have a regular Bible study? Do you have a plan by which you make the Bible a part of your life or a program? Do you attend a Bible class at your church? Well, you need one. You need to have a Bible study. You can have an independent Bible study. The Christian bookstores all have a number of books or study aids or study guides. And, of course, the Internet is full of information that can be used to guide us in Bible study, to help to make the Bible a part of our daily lives by systematic and regular study. Another question. Do you belong to a church that believes and teaches the Bible? It's always good to have instruction. Two minds are better than one. Two perspectives on a given idea or on a given approach to information is always helpful. And if you don't belong to a Bible-believing church, you need to belong to one, a church that not only preaches the Bible, but teaches the Bible and has a respect for the Bible. A third question is, are you committing Scripture to memory? That would be a wise move. The Bible calls the memorized Scripture as the engrafted word or the engraved word. The word is engraved on the heart of the believer. David said this. He says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee." It's a good thing to have the word committed to your memory. We need to get a top quality girdle, a top quality belt, a top quality familiarity with scriptures. We need to put it on, and we need to keep it on. Our next piece of armor is the breastplate. We find that at the other end of verse 14. He begins 14 by saying, "Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, and then having put on the breastplate of righteousness." Having put on the breastplate of righteousness, or right standing with God, that we're in God's good graces. Our right standing with God means we stand in obedience to his commands. We stand in compliance with his teachings. There's a caveat. None of us achieves perfect obedience or perfect righteousness. We all fail. We all fall. We all falter. We all fall short. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And that's true of everyone. Every person who lives on the face of the earth, or whoever has lived except one, has all fallen short of the glory of God. Then Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, the wages of sin is death. What we earn as a result of our failure, our falling, our sins, our mistakes, our errors, what we earn is separation from God, what the Bible calls death. The wages of sin, the earned consequence of our sin, is separation from God. But that verse goes on to say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The gift of God, what we cannot earn, what we do not deserve, what God gives us freely by his grace, the gift of God is eternal life, or life with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We all fail, we all fall short, but God, through his grace and mercy, makes it possible for us to have eternal life because he's that kind of God. How do we claim this righteousness? How do we get this breastplate of righteousness? From whence does it come? It comes by assuming God's righteousness. In Isaiah 54, verse 7, he says that their righteousness shall be from me, saith the Lord. God has always promised to make us righteous by giving to us his righteousness. Isaiah 53, verse 6 says that all we like sheep have gone astray. We have gone every one his own way. But the Lord hath laid on him, that is on Christ, the iniquity of us all. Christ took our mistakes, our sin, upon himself. Therefore, we are not burdened with the sin debt. God took it upon himself, and therefore we can take up the righteousness of God, which is his free gift to us by faith. That's made clear in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, which says, for he made him, that is, he, God the Father, made him, Jesus Christ, sin for us. God made Jesus sin for us, not a sinner, but sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him, that we might become, we might take on the righteousness of God. This breastplate, this righteousness of God, which we put on ourselves as a gift from God, this breastplate protects the vital organs, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, and stomach, are all protected by the physical breastplate. But this spiritual breastplate protects all of our vital spiritual aspects of our lives. To put on God's righteousness is to accept the sacrifice of Christ as your means of salvation. You have his righteousness. You can live by his righteousness. It means to believe the gospel. It means to be a Christian. We're beginning to get dressed in this whole armor of God. We're putting on the belt of truth, God's word. We're putting on also the breastplate of righteousness, not our righteousness, but the righteousness, the very righteousness of Christ himself. We're going to continue to get dressed as we go through the rest of this lesson. This is Vantage Point, the broadcast ministry of St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church. We're located at 655 North Betlow Street. We'd love to have you come and worship with us Saturday morning Bible study at 9 a.m. Our Sunday morning worship begins actually with Sunday school at 9:30, or our morning worship service begins at 11 a.m. We invite you to come, be with us, enjoy. We hope that you find the love of God as you worship with us at St. Mark's. Well, this is Pastor Reggie Lawrence saying, on behalf of Vantage Point, keep looking up.